New home ownership can be a real eye-opener, but it's the perfect time to look into Homeowner 101 from The Home Depot. Free live streaming workshops taught by expert associates, now at homedepot.com/workshops. You'll find indoor and outdoor workshops, even home systems workshops. Plus, you'll get the know-how you need to care for your biggest investment. Master the basics at Homeowner 101, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Register now at homedepot.com/workshops.
At The Home Depot, we improve things. This holiday season, we've improved Black Friday. Instead of one day of crazy, we've lowered prices now, and they'll stay low all season. From decorations to dishwashers, wreaths to ratchet sets. So sleep in. You're not going to miss Black Friday. Not one little bit. Black Friday improved. The best prices of the year already here at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. We're back for another season. Join on the line to recap the first preseason game, Sahal Abdi. Sahal.
Will, it's good talking to you, man. First Raptors preseason game. This one looked good, man. This one looked really good.
This might be the most anticipated preseason game I've ever, partaken in because, the Kawhi Leonard factor, I mean, we'll talk a lot about Kawhi Leonard, but just as a whole, man, I mean, like, there's just been so much news about the Raptors in the offseason, so much thinking about, like, how this team's going to play, who's going to play where, what's Nick Nurse going to do. It's just nice to actually see it on the floor at once. And so to start with, the Raptors won 122-104 over the Portland Trail Blazers. The game was played in Vancouver. I thought the crowd was really, really good, engaged throughout. And, the Raptors started with Ibaka, Kawhi, CJ, Danny Green, and Kyle Lowry. That's not going to be the starting lineup. That's just what they played today. OG was away for personal reasons. Hopefully he's all right. What did you think of the starting lineup altogether?
I mean, once I heard OG was out of the game, I was expecting to start at the four. But once I saw he was out for personal reasons, I wasn't surprised at the Miles replacement. Miles did pretty good. Mm-hmm. He's just a floor stretching three. Right. Could sometimes put him at the four, which is why Nick Nurse didn't have him out there for too long. He didn't play any of the second half, which was kind of expected as well. But, this was expected. I didn't see him ever going Ibaka JV after what he's been saying all offseason.
Right.
So this is kind of what I expected, and it looked pretty good to start off.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Ibaka played exclusively as a center. JV played exclusively as a center. They didn't overlap in minutes. And even when Monroe came in, as the third string guy, I mean, he also played as the only center on the floor. So I think that's pretty clear in terms of how the Raptors want to play. And I'm happy. And I mean, I would probably rather see JV with the starting lineup than Serge. But I thought each of them acquitted themselves well. Kawhi, though, 12 points, 3 assists in 19 minutes, plus 10. Would you make a Kawhi?
Kawhi looked good, man. Considering everything that's been surrounding that guy. I mean, for the season he went through last year, constantly being stuck in the storylines, which he's not used to himself, and then getting moved to Toronto in a swap for DeRozan, coming here, facing all the media, his laugh going viral. I mean, Kawhi's been through a lot in this last year or so, probably the most he's been through in his entire career of professional basketball. And for him to come off an injury and to just come out like this with a new team, new city, Kawhi Leonard looked really, really good, man. Kawhi Leonard looked awesome. And I feel like if it were for Kyle Lowry or for Kawhi Leonard, I was honestly shocked. I was watching these guys. I was totally shocked at how well Kawhi Leonard is playing. I wasn't expecting to completely crap the bed out there, but I mean,
the Kawhi, man played 9 games last year, right? Like, it wouldn't be a surprise at all if he had some rust. But I think the only thing you would say in terms of rust is just that the jumper looked a bit off. I mean, he went 0 for 4 from 3, although some of them were difficult looks. and he shot 6 of 11 from the free throw line. But I thought, like, overall, I think his mid-range shooting was just fine. I mean, his first basket, faking out Al-Farouq Aminu and getting to his mid-range spot, and he's a devastating mid-range guy, Kawhi is. And another play, he crossed up, I think it was Caleb Swanigan or whichever one of these random bigs on the Portland Trailblazers. Yo, the broadcast kept getting Swanigan and Anaku confused. And I was like, yo, come on. And then they started getting Myers Leonard and Zach Collins confused, which you could probably see why. But anyway, yeah, Kawhi, I mean, like, he hit some jumpers too. So I don't want to say, like, you know, he wasn't hitting jumpers. But I just thought the most encouraging thing was, like, how physical he was and how much he was willing to play into contact. And play through contact, because, like, that's a big part of his game, is that, like, he's 6'8", he's strong as shit, he's really long, and if you're going to operate in the mid-range area, like, you're going to need to go to the basket, you're going to need to take contact, and I thought he did that well, and especially considering the fact that, you know, he had that quad injury last season that limited him to 9 games, you didn't see any signs of that, and you didn't see any hesitation for him to go to the basket, which I thought, you know, it's probably the best sign. Like, we need to see Kawhi healthy.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like, again, his game wasn't perfect. Mm-hmm. Like you said, he missed some threes, he missed a couple shots. But, I mean, his free throws weren't that great. But, I mean, that was probably the thing I was looking forward to most, how often Kawhi would attack the rim, how often he'd try and absorb contact. And it was honestly very promising, very encouraging what we saw. He's not really afraid of anything, you can tell when he drives in. So, and Kawhi, as long as he is, he doesn't obviously have the largest frame. Mm-hmm. He is willing to absorb contact. But, I mean, what we saw today was definitely encouraging for the Raptors rotation.
Yeah, for sure. Another point of interest, Kyle Lowry, a lot of conversation about him over the last couple of days because he didn't speak to the media for 2 days. That shit was ridiculous. But I thought Kyle today was also quite solid. 15 points. 4 rebounds, 1 assist, which is a bit deceiving because the Raptors shot so many free throws. 51 free throws for the Raptors today. I can't believe that's not a typo, but yeah, I mean, the refs were on one today for some reason. So, like, there weren't opportunities to actually get assists so much, but I thought Kyle had the ball a little bit more, like Nick Nurse kind of anticipated, but did a good job of setting the table for everybody, getting everyone into their spots, you know, getting Kawhi into the high post. I feel like that's where he's most comfortable. And I just, you know, him driving to the basket a couple more times, it's nice to see. I mean, him getting 8 free throws is something that the Raptors just didn't see out of Kyle last year because he played more off the ball. But, you know, on the ball, Kyle Lowry's still effective, and that's nice to see.
Yeah, again, Will, again, it's a small sample size for Lowry and Leonard and all these guys. But, I mean, what we're seeing is a very good start from both guys. Right. I think one of the things I was looking forward to the most was how Lowry would mesh with Kawhi. We know that Kyle Lowry's chemistry with DeMar DeRozan has been incredible these last few years. These guys are obviously not just friends off the court, but, I mean, they play really well together on the court. And everyone wanted to see how a true, I guess, I don't want to take a shot at DeRozan, but I want to say a true superstar would kind of mesh with Lowry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the media has been what I think has been taken – they've been taking things a little too far with Lowry. I mean, we all know what type of guy Kyle Lowry is at this point. He's not the friendliest guy with the media. No. They twist his words sometimes, which kind of gives him a little bit of credence into the way he acts towards them. So, I mean, I think the Kyle stuff's kind of been blown out of proportion. But at the same time, Kyle took all of that and he does what he usually does. Once he gets on the hardwood, he's just a completely different guy, pushes everything aside and just plays basketball at the highest level.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, professional approach from Lowry today, for sure. And I feel like it's great to have Lowry still on the roster. You know, obviously, he's just a great player. But, like, it's great because I think he's really maintained the continuity of last year with the starting lineup. Because there were a couple of times where I felt like the Raptors were a little bit stagnant in the first quarter. But then in the second quarter, especially when the Raptors, towards the end of the second quarter, when they brought a full starting lineup back in, Lowry was, like, really looking for Kawhi and pushing the pace. And there was a couple times where Kawhi was a little bit shocked to get the ball, but Lowry was putting him in really great positions in transition to get easily to the rim, to get easy baskets. And, yeah, man, it's a good start from Kyle. I mean, we don't have to talk too much about the rest of the starters. I think Ibaka, he got his offense a little bit, although he only took one shot in 12 minutes. But I thought he was in the right places, blocked a shot, you know, wasn't really effective on the rebounds, which is a concern. But CJ was solid. I mean, he looked a bit more spry. Danny Green was a bit of a concern. You concerned about Danny Green at all?
I mean, the shots he was taking, I kind of wrote it up in the quick reaction for Raptors Republic. But, I mean, the shots he was taking were shots that he can make. We've all seen him make with the San Antonio Spurs. So, right. I mean, he was 1-for-6, and five of those six shots were from the three. And he's not going to go 1-for-5 from three every night. So, I mean, Danny Green, I'm not really concerned. Again, he's not a guy that's going to fill up the box score all the time. He was still a plus 14, which kind of points to how valuable he is on the defensive side as well.
Right.
A really good switcher, a very good perimeter defender still at this stage of his career. So not concerned at all, Danny Green. He'll light it up another night.
That's true. That's true. All right, let's talk about the bench then. Pascal, excellent. Like, the energy was incredible. 6 points, 13 rebounds with six offensive rebounds, three assists, all over the place, Pascal. And I counted at least five times where he grabbed the board and led the fast break. And there's one play that was really nice where Pascal ripped down the board. I think it was when he first checked in. You know, drove it ahead, kicked it to JV in the mid post, and JV immediately reversed the ball back to Larry in the opposite corner. You know, like, it's perfect, man. I think he's really coming into his own. You know, but I, you know, Fred was also really solid too. I mean, like, you know, just running the floor really well and getting open threes. But yo, are you buying this Norman Powell stuff? Because I gotta say, Norm looked like a different guy today, man. He looked good.
Norm did look like a different guy, man. And I think the biggest thing for Norm, I mean, this last year, heading into the year, everyone thought he was going to be probably the Raptors' most improved player. He turned out to probably be the Raptors, I guess you could say, least improved. His confidence just wasn't there all season. He didn't really find his way into the rotation after the 12 games. Dwayne Casey had him in, took him out of the starting lineup. But I mean, going into this year, no one's really been talking about Norm. A lot of the chatter has been about guys like Pascal Siakam.
Right.
And obviously Kawhi Leonard and the acquisitions that the Raptors got. But I mean, Norm's kind of under the radar this year. He's trying to claim a stake in the Raptors rotation. But I think today he looked good. And a lot of what Norm, I think, I don't want to say angers me with Norm, but I mean, a lot of what he used to do last year was you just felt like he was doing too much.
Right.
And I feel like tonight he wasn't doing too much. I don't know if I can just say that in a better way, but I mean, Norm came out and he was playmaking and he just looked really comfortable. He looked like he knew where he was supposed to be offensively. But it's good to see, because Norm probably won't get as much minutes as he would like this season with the Raptors rotation being 10 deep, maybe 11 deep, but it was a really good start. He was a plus 12. He shot a good percentage. He played some really good defense. So it was good. It was a good start for Norm.
Yeah. Not forcing shots is definitely a big part with Norm, man.
Yeah.
A couple times he drove into the traffic and actually kicked it out. Didn't get the assist because the Raptors weren't, you know, hitting the three particularly well. Although they did hit 12 threes and shot 34% on 35 attempts. But, you know, it could be better. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Norm's shot looks a little bit more compact. And we'll see. I mean, we gotta see a bigger sample, but
it
does seem a little bit more fluid with the roster, which is nice because that's what he kind of talked about in the summer in terms of just like his improvement was like previously he would work out one-on-one, work on a lot of skills that way. And this year the change was mostly he was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go and play with the bench mob like the whole summer and just run with these guys and like figure out what they're doing. And I feel like he fits a lot better now. Yeah. JV, we got to talk about JV. I mean, him off the bench, I don't think it's going to be a consistent look for him. And I think JV ended up playing a lot with some starters. Like, you know, him, JV and Kyle is always a great, you know, pick and roll combination. But JV was a monster, man. I mean, 17.7 rebounds, 4 of 8 shooting, 9 of 9 from the free throw line. He pump faked two defenders in the first quarter and then drove all the way from the 3-point line to the basket. And then that strip on, what's his name? Zach Collins
picks
his pocket, then takes it all the way down the court. You know, Euro step to avoid the late contest, and then finger rolls it in. Like, yo, JV, who are you, man? Yo, what did you do this summer? Well, three steals and a block too, as well. Probably the best player tonight.
This from JV every night, man. But was really good to see JV this active. I mean, I don't know if it was Nick Nurse putting him on the bench that kind of motivated him like this, but again, if you were to ask me, I'm kind of hoping JV is in the starting lineup this year after all Nick Nurse's experiments are done, all of his preseason stuff. But I mean, JV, 17 points in 19 minutes, probably the best player on the court tonight.
Yeah, in terms of efficiency standpoint, for sure. Really,
yeah, definitely. And his post-game defense, again, doesn't get talked about enough. That guy's a wall defensively.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, the Raptors had a little bit of an issue with the offensive glass, I felt like, to start with. But then once JV came in, I think he was the first sub off the bench. You know, everything's kind of steadied itself, which is what you expect out of JV. DeLon, I thought he was pretty good. I mean, if you look at the box score, DeLon didn't look that great. 5 points on 2-of-6 shooting, no assists. But I'm telling you, DeLon in the second half was really running the show and pushing the pace and getting to the basket. And I think some of his misses ended up becoming Monroe's putbacks and things like that. I thought he was active. But yeah, man, overall, a pretty solid game for the Raptors. Like I said, I mean, it's a really tight contest in terms of just the foul calls. And so the Raptors got 51 free throws, which is kind of insane. But in terms of your three stars, give me your three stars for this game. I'm assuming JV gets one, right?
JV's definitely, JV's definitely my first star of the game. Mm-hmm. Second star of the game probably goes to Kawhi Leonard. And the only reason I say this is just because, again, considering all the circumstances that he's went through in the last calendar year, I guess you could say, he came out and played a really promising game.
Mm-hmm.
This was a really good game from a lot of guys. So this third star could have went to like five different guys.
Yeah.
But I'd probably give it to Kyle Lowry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd probably give it to Kyle or Van Vliet, either one of the two point guards. So both of them were really solid today.
And I feel like that's doing a disservice to Pascal Siakam.
That's true.
Lorenzo Brown, again, played a really good game as well.
Shout out to you, man. You had a great game out there.
Yeah, Lorenzo Brown, man. Shout out to that guy with his Somali forehead. Greg Monroe, man. He did really well in spurts as well, man.
Well,
in that small spurt he had, he was rebounding like a madman, and Caleb Swanigan had no clue what to do with him on the glass. So,
the only thing I don't like about Monroe is that he will never come out to the perimeter to play defense. And so, like, Myers and Leonard popped like two corner threes on him because of that. And I think he fouled him once, actually. That's the one time he came out. And I think Myers still hit the shot. But, like, yeah, otherwise, man, Monroe is kind of as advertised, right? He's kind of like a light version of JV.
Yeah, he is. And
big body, like a foul magnet, really strong hands. Like, really I like that.
Playmaking for a big guy is pretty damn good. So
yeah,
Greg's a good player. He's a good player to have at the end of the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if JV ever goes down, that's probably the best depth you could get. Greg Monroe was a starter a few years ago, so I mean, with all his faults, I think Greg Monroe coming off the bench as your 10th, 11th man is a pretty damn good situation to be in.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to hand out the Gerald Henderson Award for the random scrabble in their team that lit the Raptors up. That's going to go to Myers Leonard, 14 points off the bench. A team high, actually, 14 points. The Blazers, Dame only played 12 minutes. CJ only played 12 minutes. If those guys played more minutes, they would have led the team in points. But Myers Leonard, 14 points, 4-of-5 shooting, 3 threes, 3 free throws as well. I still am convinced that he's trash. He's just, like, really immobile and, like, I don't know. He's like a bigger Chandler Parsons. Like, I just like without the handle. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, he just looks like a big Barbie doll, basically.
Why is he gotta be a white guy?
I mean,
why can't he be a more handsome Anthony Tolliver?
He's not that. Anthony Tolliver's good at defense. Myers Leonard is
actually right.
Is not good.
Right. I'm sorry, Anthony, if you're listening.
Yeah. Yo, Anthony, bro, are you still out there? Yo, I thought he retired after DeMar dunked on him. He should have, man. All right, man. That does it for the first podcast. You know, a programming note, the podcast is going to be back. I don't know how many of them I'll be doing as compared to last season. I know Zerar and Sam are going to help out a lot more with the pods, and I'm hoping to, you know, actually have dialogues with people, you know, like Sahal. So, you know, but the pod is going to be back. We're going to recap every game, including preseason and postseason. The 10 things recap is out, you know. You know, shameless plug, you just go on my my Twitter account, William_Lou, and you'll find it as the pinned tweet after each game. And you can read Sahal's work, man. You read Sahal's work. He just wrote up the quick reaction. And what's your Twitter handle?
Plug that. Twitter handle's SAbdi28. I'm actually doing the recap for this game as well. It's kind of just the depth of the game. It's going to come out tomorrow morning. So
damn,
I got to get to writing.
All right. Well, we'll leave you to it, man. Thank you for doing the podcast. And we really have Kawhi Leonard on the team, man.
Oh, man. Kawhi Leonard is a Toronto Raptor, people.
Yo, let's go. It's going to be a great year.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I heard Toyota-thon is on.
It sure is.
Perfect. I'm getting a head start on my list for Santa.
Well, we've got great year-end deals on Camry, Highlander, RAV4, and more.
But what kind of toys do you have?
It's actually Toyota-thon, not Toyota-thon. We have great deals on vehicles, not toys. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Okay, what can I get for $5?
Current offers end November 30th. Toyota-thon ends January 4th. Participating dealers only. Toyota. Let's go places.
The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say, we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving.